get her up. And you can't hear it, say, we can't hear it, so we can know. All right, everybody? So you just, this is a collaborative effort to make good sound. That's our.
This means we need to hear more. This means we need to hear less. This means we don't want to hear anything.
That's right. And anything else, guys? Any other warnings or advice before we... Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'll say that we have two sets. We're going to play one set, and we'll take a break and play another one. And feel free to... we won't be insulted if you get up in the middle and go look at books or anything like that. We will, but
we'll pretend we will.
It's allowed behavior. And you're allowed to raise your hand if you have questions after the songs are over. Okay?
About the books?
Or anything you want. All questions are allowed. And... I guess we will, I guess we're going to have to wait for Tim to get tuned up.
Smell it.
Well, my perfect
Niles and Rebecca.
Niles and Rebecca. Congratulations, Niles and Rebecca.
I thought it was Bernie Wilstein or something.
Does it sound good?
Yeah.
There's a buzz on the right side over there.
Yeah, a buzz on the
guitar. There's always a buzz on the guitar, I think.
If you catch my drift.
Let's hear some guitar, okay?
So not true, though.
What's up next? Well, there's a lot of instrument switching in this band and a lot of tuning. So I hope you guys will put up with both. We're going to talk about
this
tune first.
Sure. This upcoming tune is a little tune about hiking. Hiking on a mountain and walking up it and finding it's covered with spiders.
Yes.
And it's a true story. They were everywhere. It creeped me out. Yet it was interesting enough to write a song about.
I still have the tune.
And it's the one song that we actually made a video to.
Where is that video?
That video can be accessed
it's on the secret website.
By Tim's website.
Wait, help me out here. Where am I? Got it.
If you need to see it, I can give you the secret web address.
Feature drummer.
She sings with me in the morning. She inspires me to practice. All right.
One, two, three, four. Top of the mountain makes a hollow sound. Hey down, hey down, top of the mountain, hey down. Comes the rocks all fit together.
Hey down.
And the cats are where the spiders hang around.
Things have happened in the last few years, marriage and moving and houses and university and all these types of things. But this is the first time we've had to do the 2-hour show, so we've revived a bunch of songs and we've also trying to get forward some new songs that we've been doing. This is a real old song that we just want to try to get out there. We're going to start to play it. So anyhow, this is this old song called Sam I Am, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know if Brian remembers this, but I think the first time we ever jammed out on this was when you were house-sitting at Mark and Sonia's apartment.
Probably. That was a very creative time for me. Being stuck in the... But we'll get to that later. Being stuck in a house for a while. That was great.
This is one of the pleasanter tunes that came out of that hole.
It's not that pleasant.
Yeah, it is.
It's beautiful. And the cello. All right, here we go. So, here we go.
Sweater puts his mind at ease.
Thank you. So that would be an example of us just trying to get the bravery. Throw it out there. Make some noise, anyhow, if you like that. Where do we go from here, Tim?
Oh, boy.
What?
The greatest Tim song ever.
What is it?
Our new instrumental.
I see. This is the inspiration. So now, a total news.
Oh, no. Brian, save your banjo.
Give me just a touch of maybe.
Since Brian and Tim do most of the writing, if they don't name their songs fast enough, I get to make up names for them. So they usually don't like my names, but they stick for a while. So I call this one Maestoso. Because it has that Maestoso.
Can you hear this over right? Not too loud, but not too soft. A little bit? Good. Not too loud.
I turned it up.
I practiced a little. 'Cause you guys would be stuck with two instrumentals in a row, which I think just goes against the laws of performance and popular music. So we'll dazzle you with a little singing and playing and dancing. Yeah, it's time to dazzle you with a little singing dancing. Look at this mess. This looks like my office. Too many instruments. Any questions so far?
Where's your line technician?
Online.
Our online technician? Me neither. Hey, also we have some CDs if anyone wants them. They're in the back. Oh, we're going to have to turn up soon and kick some. Okay, so this one, this is off of one of our early recordings. This was before I made it to Mark and Sonia's house. And this is a little song, it's called Dumping Grounds. I think it'll all make sense when we play it. But it's springtime, so there's no more room for the dumping grounds. Am I too loud, or is that about right?
Turn down just
a bit. Oh, this is also a very big night because this is Tim's fiddling debut. Because just to explain something as you listen to us is that we are a band of we try to make things new and creative, and one of the things we did was to play instruments we didn't know how to play, except for me, because I really don't know how to play any instruments. So Carrington's never played the cello before this band, although now it's been almost 10 years, so our excuses are getting less and less. But so we keep introducing new ones like the ukulele, and now we have this fiddle. So Tim on the fiddle. It's exciting. Oh, let me count the ways I think I'm losing my sight. Counting all my sabers, asking all my questions, giving all my reasons away. Thank you. She's like, "You're okay? Sound a little bit like the, it sounded all right?" That's immense. Wow. All right. I'm going to Billy?
Yeah.
All right. Any questions? Not yet, huh?
This is a song about our favorite impresario when we used to live in Somerville. His name is Billy. He ran all the good shows. He liked to call Brian up and tell him about his life.
Yeah, this guy was, his life was booking music, and his life was talking to musicians he was trying to book. But he sort of ran all of the small little places the beginning band would want to play. And he would just keep calling you and leading you on. It felt like you were his only friend in the world. And it became sort of a psychology session with him and all of his troubles. So anyhow, we played this song over the phone for him to get a gig, and that's Billy Ruin.
We did get the gig.
We got the gig, and then it took another 49 calls to get the next gig.
Did that mean 49 different songs?
Yes.
I'll call Billy.
There's going to be a Billy album.
We'll go into that. We'll do that. For the last song, yeah.
I'm going to try a rare cello trick, and we'll probably find out why it's a rare cello trick. Or two strings together.
All right, there we go.
Eventually.
Okay. One, two. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah, next time. More instruments. That's a good question. Did Charlie just ask what that was? Finally, a question from the audience. That is a mountain dulcimer. To the kids, practice really doesn't make perfect all the time.
We do teach the wrong lessons in this band.
It's really
wrong.
All
right. We're trying to work out some dance moves for Brian and Tim during this part of the song, and that's still coming. But if you want to do a few dance moves of your own during the first verse, that's okay. Hello and welcome to the USA. Got a lot of things going on today. On your right you'll see the rich get strong. On your left you'll see where the right went wrong. And in the middle where the truth gets in the way.
it's like rock and roll, you gotta just get in the next one.
Yep.
All right, here's an instrumental. This is about a rabbi gone awry. Rabbi gone awry.
I like that.
Rabbi gone awry. Yeah, so.
Miss.
You ready to go?
No.
What you got there, Tangleman?
Putting this down.
What do you got? What do you need?
I'm picking this up.
Pick it up, put it down.
So what does a rabbi do to go awry, Brian?
Well, listen to the song. And you know, this is an instrumental, so we'll listen to the song and then we'll go around and people can tell me what they think happened.
You've never told me.
I have. I have. But it'll come back to you. This is also the wedding march for my sister's wedding. One of them. Not the wedding march, you're right. It was the hoopa dance.
The hoopa dance.
Alright, you guys ready?
1, 2.
Ready. A little bit of advice for you budding musicians like Zakir. You start a song, never stop, because everyone thinks, unless you get really famous, then people think it's cool. And at our stage, they should have their stuff together.
Crazy for C sharp.
Most exciting.
What happened?
And perfect.
We had him going crazy in Memphis.
Set.
Wow. Wow, yeah.
You don't have to stop if you're happy walking the
top. Oh, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. All right, so we are playing...
Fish Jam.
We'll go to the second set of Fish Jam. What's the next set? What is it again? Oh, right. All right, here we go. He's been playing my guitar. Tim, you need to... So what do you got? We're going to play two songs here, and then we're going to take a break, or whatever you guys want to do. Well, we might want to take a break. Some people might need to go home, but we encourage everyone to stay and get Zach here and crush some coffee, keep them going. Hey, also, we got to thank our new manager, my wife, who advertised so heavily for this. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's Jen's first attempt. You know, we've been in the music business, Tim and I, forever and ever, and we've given up, pretty much. And we keep playing music, which is a good thing, but we've stopped having those dreams of whatever those dreams would be. Being famous? Oh, what are the dreams? I don't know. Anyhow, we stopped promoting ourselves with money. I guess that's the point. And then,
did we ever promote ourselves?
No. We actually never promote ourselves with money. Maybe that's why. But anyhow, Jen took her first stab at it and realized that the newspapers aren't that easy, huh? Everyone wants to be a rock star, including us. So if you guys know anyone who needs rock stars, we're available.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
out of the floor. We kicked him back in the morning, man. We had a good time. This time, the color that I choose, the color of the rest of the days.
Sing it.
Thank you.
in your eyes. I need a red rhapsody as one of the skies.
We'll take a short break, and also if people need to leave, you guys feel free to leave in the middle of the other set, because we have, whatever, do what you want to do. Thank you for coming too, and buy a CD if you want, and buy books.
And beer.
And beer. And or just hang out and let's talk about why do we have to buy all this stuff anyway? Why can't we just give it away?
Why can't we just go to the wedding?
What?
Why can't we just go to the wedding and give it all?
And why can't we get, we could.
Oh, open bar.
Should we, hey.
That would be naughty.
We could do a parade.
Ryan.
Yeah, we could pretend it's a gift from one of their friends.
Surprise wedding band.
Surprise.
And the parade will go right by the dessert table. All right, we'll be right back. Ryan.
Nice.